All right, good afternoon. I would like to bring the meeting to order, and we need to close any county business, and I would like to open the meeting as the Canyon County Ambulance District Board of County Commissioners. So if that meets everybody's expectations and you're on the same sheet of music, that's great. So that's our call to order. Present is myself, Commissioner Brooks, and Commissioner Van Beek. With that, let's move to agenda item 3 for approval of board meeting agenda notice postings. So everything was posted in a timely manner? All right, perfect. All right, I'd consider a motion to receive Secretary's agenda notice posting report and the set agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we receive and accept the Secretary's agenda notice posting report and set the agenda.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, and there's no needed adjustments? Ah, perfect. All right, let's just go into the new business section as they are listed. Action item 1 would be consider resolution for the district to sign the Ascent Retirement Advisors Investment Advisory Contract.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, seems like it's been a while since we've been here. We do have 4 contracts that we kind of had pushed off meeting just so we could get enough of these contracts all together. So,
okay.
This all right. One goes back to, if you remember when we came, it's been a while now, we presented the John Hancock, which is the next item 2, and just the overall investing from Ascent Advisors. So they came and presented. You had us go back and kind of look into other things. We worked with Zach Wesley. He looked into just the different contracts. And so here we are after that initial presentation with Ascent Advisors, choosing them to do both. And like I said, Wesley has gone through the contracts, and I don't know if he had to make any changes to those.
I didn't reviewed them and discussed them with you. Yep.
Yep. So back and forth, and yep. So, but it's been a while since we did the presentation. So.
Okay. Zach, you don't see a problem with us taking up action item number 2 at the same time? It's with the same company, although it's different contract.
No, Chairman. They're with the same company. They just one is for the investments of the 457 funds, and the other is for ambulance district monies they've received that are going to be held until they're spent.
Okay. All right. Is that okay with the?
Yes.
All right, so is there discussion or question then about considering these 2 contracts for approval?
Yep. Chairman, I'm in favor. We have, as the chief has indicated, gone over these at some level before, so this is just the documents that have been reviewed by legal, and that would be my motion that we approve both resolutions for the district to sign the Ascent Retirement Advisors Investment Advisory Contract, as well as the Ascent Retire Advisors Retirement Plan Consulting Agreement, if Commissioner Brooks is on board.
A second.
He likely is, from what I can tell. All right. So, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously, and this vote would entertain both action item 1 and 2. Okay, moving along to action item 3, consider request for qualifications and RFQ for Ambulance District Medic 51 station.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is the station here at Caldwell that we want to rebuild. This would go on that property that we purchased recently. So we had Attorney Wesley go over that contract too. It's almost identical to what the county uses, just because the county has built buildings and we haven't. So he can speak to any changes that he would have made. So.
So, Chairman, this is for the design and architectural services, just to qualify an architect, and we'll have to go through a negotiation process to enter into an agreement. Director Britton's also been consulting on this, and I think the idea is to go through this initial RFQ, select an architect, get some preliminary designs, and then look at CMGC. And so the ambulance district has the same requirements as the county as far as noticing and qualifying, And so we were able to use the county's design and architecture services qualifications forms and prepare them for this project. And so what you have will be, for the ambulance district here, will be set out what you're really used to as the county commissioners. Same process.
It's been working very well for us.
Yeah, just from listening to meetings and stuff, it all made sense when I read the yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is similar to the last action items. We would be able to have discussion also on considering the legal notice requesting qualifications for ambulance district Medic 51 station. So we're going to be talking about both of those. I am like for what PA Wesley has stated, that this is a really good thing to do with the ambulance district and kind of follow what the county's been doing, and it's been reaping good rewards.
Agreed.
Okay. Is there any other discussion before we consider a motion to consider both of these items for the RFQ? If there's not, I'd entertain a motion, please.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the request for qualifications document for design engineering services for the Canyon County Ambulance District Medic 51 station, and that we also sign the legal notice requesting the qualifications for the ambulance district for the same station.
I second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. The fifth action item is to consider blood services agreement between the district and St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is not a topic that we've talked about, I don't think, previously. It's been years in the making. Division Chief Jade Parsons, which I don't think you've met him, he was the TBMSS training captain that I know Commissioner Van Beek has brought up before when we've had that position and worked well with TVMs. Brought him back as the division chief when Chief Walker left the agency. So this is a really big deal for our agency, for the community, for trauma surgeons. We are going to be carrying blood on our battalion chief rig that would respond to certain calls so the paramedics actually administer blood in the field. This is something that's nationwide. It will be the new gold standard because, as you can imagine, when you're short on blood, you can get all the normal saline you want, and that's not going to save your life. You need blood as soon as possible. So we've worked on it for years. One of the hindrances prior to starting to work with St. Al's is the cost. Blood is extremely expensive, and if you can't use it in a timely manner and have to waste it, and because blood has an expiration date, it just was almost cost prohibitive. And so when we started working with the Red Cross, with St. Alphonsus and Regional, the Trauma Center in Boise, we ended up coming up with a great agreement with the Trauma Center. So what we're going to do now, we purchased the equipment that what we would need to store the blood. It has to be kept at a certain temperature. It's monitored wirelessly. There's a temp dot on the blood itself in the freezer. There's a lot of checks and balances. The nice thing with having this agreement with St. Al's is we would go get the blood from St. Alphonsus. It'd be two units. We would have them in our freezer. We'd carry it. And then a week or more prior to it expiring, St. Alphonsus would accept it back and be able to use it. So one, it's not costing us more to waste blood, and two, blood's not being wasted. So that's awesome. And that was the thing that just happened recently, is to be able to have an agreement with St. Al's, because it's one of those when blood leaves a facility, it's pretty hard for somebody to feel like it could come back. So with all these safeguards, the freezers, the temp dots, all of that, we came to an agreement, and this is going to be great. No one else here is doing it. Ada County will probably follow us in about 6 months, but it is being done in other areas of the country because this is, it's the gold standard. If you need blood, you need blood.
Chairman, I have a question. So on the type, blood typing, are you handling all O negative? No, you don't care?
No, it's whole blood, and so if you don't have the right product, then it goes to O, so you don't have the problem. So no, we don't have to delineate anything. We carry the universal that anybody can take. So yeah,
okay.
From St. Al's that way.
Gotcha.
So we're not having to figure out or carrying A and negative and all that.
Like, right.
That's all before it ever gets to us.
I just had to know, as a health major, inquiring minds want to know how this works.
We want the big people to do that behind the scenes. You just give us the product that you would need to give them in the trauma center. And
okay.
Yeah. So
cool.
It's huge. Like, this is a big deal to be able to carry and deliver Bud in the field.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. So the trauma surgeons at St. Al's are really on board, because now we would be able to hopefully deliver them more patients where their skills could come into play, whereas to deliver somebody that, man, they're so far behind the eight ball without blood that they're limited in what they can do. So this is, the hospital's really on board. That's why we, when we started work with them, like, how can we get there? Kind of got stuck in legal for a while, which most things do, but this is a really big deal. And we get it signed, and when they sign it, we will end up doing a press release jointly, because this is a win for the community to be able to do something like this. So we'll work with St. Al's to push that message out. This is a big deal for our community. And it's a big deal for Canyon County paramedics to be the ones doing it. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're the leader here, so I like that.
Yeah, well, thank you for your leadership.
It all goes to Chief Parsons. Like, this was his baby for 3 years. He did it in the military, and he just saw the need, and it just took a lot to get here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Yeah, wow's right.
I am in favor.
I'm really in favor, because always before, it was like, cha-ching. It's like, how could we choose to afford this?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, this is a win. Yeah.
Any other discussion or a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign and approve the blood services agreement between the district and the St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Getting down to number six.
So, Mr. Chair, So General 1, Medic 4-1, which is the station down there in South Nambut that they've, you know, been wanting to tear down, the private company. So we're moving forward on that. Punkiny's office has worked on that from the beginning on the contract. So he's working on that right now. We are getting closer. The price has changed a little bit just because of construction costs going up. But we will be bringing that one. Will probably be the next contract we bring forward, is to actually start that process of the build. What it looks like now, hopefully we will just both, when there's a draw, we would pay part of the draw, St. Al's would pay part of the draw as we move forward. And I talked to Chief Rast about what the board would expect as far as updates. And if we're putting out this money, what does the project look like beforehand? What are the due dates? What are all these things? Even though it's not our project, we're putting money in. We want to be part of that process of who's doing what and are they meeting the deadline. So that will be probably the next one that I think it for general.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's it. And we'll still be working on trying to figure out property for that next Caldwell station. Now that there's a new Caldwell mayor, we'll re-look at, see what his ideas are and come back with an update.
Well, it also takes the city council.
It does. I was trying not to say that. It's a group effort. How about
it? It's a group effort.
Group effort.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
All right.
Other than that,
I am conflicted of whether I need an executive session or not. I have a personnel matter. Are you guys in favor of exploring that?
Yep.
All right. Zach, are you okay with personnel issue?
Yeah, did anybody
know that? I'm not aware that we'd need to.
Okay.
So, which is that? Is it
B?
E. All right.
B.
B.
Yep.
All right. I'd entertain a motion then for executive session. Yeah. Well, let's do it this way. I make a motion that we include as an action item an executive session for personnel matters under B as allowed in our agenda item.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to amend the agenda to a specific action item for an executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
That is a second. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 So, they're going to get me on technicalities. Let's redo that as a voice vote.
Okay.
Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
And Commissioner Holton is yes. So that motion carries, so let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.
Okay.